Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, the Behavior Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
26.
And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
And thank you for taking my call. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your community, school district, use certain substance. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give you your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical prescribed marijuana by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as wine, beer, or liquor?
I don't know, probably a couple times a week.
Okay.
Depending on the person.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in a form like, you know, pot, weed, oil, or hash?
I would guess weekly.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Probably like multiple times a week.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't agree or disagree, just let me know. And I will also ask your opinion about how most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give you your best guess. Here's the first one. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Yes.
Do you strongly agree or agree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Well, this other one says most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
And thank you for your patience. The other one says most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Yes, strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The following says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Now, I'm going to ask you questions about how you use the following substance, which are all legal in Minnesota for adults. If you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first one. How often do you drink alcohol such as wine, beer, or liquor?
Never.
And how often do you use edible, marijuana, in edible or drinkable form?
Never.
Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Now, I just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen, heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol or marijuana or vaping?
I don't think I have at all. Not at all.
And how would you describe yourself? White, Hispanic, Latino, a Black, African American, Asian?
White.
And as a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total of $3,000 donation. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. I have Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, or Forest Lake Family Pathway.
The Community Scholarship Foundation.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.